Is there any different word you would use for a student in elementary school or high school or college? Are they all students? Would you just call them all students?
Well, I do.
Okay. A person that works, a woman usually, that works for a man and he dictates letters to her and things, is called a
secretary.
Okay. And a female who makes movies, for example, would be referred to as an she might make movies, or she might be in plays.
A movie star.
Okay, and that's another word for
actress.
Okay. A person who lives in the United States would be what? What
kind of American?
A person whose skin is brown or black would be what?
A Negro.
Okay, what other terms would you use for this person?
Well, is that now they say black.
Uh-huh.
But
how do they use it? Like, they would say, Sam is...
A black man. Or a Negro man.
Are there other terms that you use?
Well, no.
That you've heard used?
Oh, I've heard nigger. And, well, I have heard them called darkies. But it's generally Negro.
When would you use colored? Would you ever use that?
Well, I've heard it used, the colored man.
You never use it?
No.
Who have you heard use black? I mean, where have you heard that used?
Well, more in the papers and on television, radio.
I see. Around here, though, what do you think people use most?
Well, a Negro.
Okay.
Because there's not any around here.
What would you call a person with white skin?
A white man.
All right. Are there any other terms? That you would use? Do you know of any other terms?
Well, just white person or white man.
Okay. White people who are not aristocrats in the South, you know, for example, during the Civil War, what was the term that they might have used to refer to those people? People who didn't have as much money as other people. Is there a term?
Well, now they have a middle class. They call in poor folks.
Okay. Have you ever heard of crackers? What are they?
Well,